So, Gio, you're a tattooer in New York City.
Yeah.
And you've got the dreaded corona.
Mm-hmm.
Were you tested?
Yeah, I got tested last week. I would say, like, I think it was on Tuesday. At first, I thought it was just, like, a regular flu or something. Because I usually get sick every year, every time there's, like, climate change going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought, but... Once I got tested, the doctor told me that he was going to call me 4 days later. He called me and he told me that I tested positive for the coronavirus. At first, I couldn't believe it, man, because I'm like, fuck. You know, like, I thought it was just a regular flu, but I got really surprised. And then I started feeling the fevers coming and going and shit. And
what was the testing process like?
They stuck a stick inside my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Really far in there, kind of hurt. Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, was it at a hospital, at your doctor's office?
It was one of those urgent cares, CityMD, out here in New York. It's not far from where I live.
So that was last week, and what were the symptoms, and what were you going through since then?
So it started off with just regular chills. Body aches, a little bit of a headache, and then afterwards it just led to the fevers. Like it comes and goes, so like that's when I started getting scared, because like, you know, that I never had that. I mean, the last time I felt something like that was when I was like 8 years old, when I had pneumonia, but that was a long time ago. So, like, once I started feeling that again, I'm like, what the hell is going on? So, it was hard for me to believe, but what can I do, you know? Like,
yeah, it's weird because it's all that we hear about now, and I think more and more people are going to get it themselves, and it's got to feel like it's not real when you hear from your doctor, yeah, you tested positive for it, because we all like to think that we're not going to be the ones who get it,
yeah.
But it seems like it's going to be increasingly common, and I'm still... I mean, the reason I wanted to talk to you after you had commented on my post yesterday was I'm still seeing people writing around online that they don't think that this is real, and that the infection rates are so much lower and the numbers are wrong and it's all a political play and all this stuff. And I think it's time that we can all just agree that this is something that we're all pitching in for. And I think the majority of people are. Oh, fuck, you coughed. You can't catch it through the computer, can you?
Nah, I don't think so. yeah, man, I'm honestly, like, I was one of those fools that thought that, you know, all of this was just a hoax or something, but yeah. Nah, man, all of this is real. Like, this is some real shit.
You feeling better at this point?
At this point, yeah, man. I've been taking hydroxychloroquine. It's with one pill of that and another pill of Z-Pak. So, I've been taking it for like the past three, four days now. And like the fevers aren't, I don't have the fevers anymore. Like I've been good. Like I just been coughing here and there. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm just glad I'm feeling better than before, man. Cause I was like fucking scared as hell, man. Like I'm kind of shaking right now thinking about it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad that medication worked, because that's also been some controversial headlines that I've read, that it does work and it doesn't work, and these people are saying it does and they're wrong or they're right. And I'm glad that it worked for you, and that there is hope for people that have been feeling ill and people that will feel ill.
I think people should just inform themselves before taking the medicine, because it's really strong. The first day I took it, I felt like my fever went like really high up. I took it like, I'd say like a 9 at night. And went to sleep. I didn't wake up till like 2 in the morning, sweating. And I started feeling better, actually. So I'm like, oh shit, this actually works. I kept taking it for the past 4 days, like you said. I'm not even sure if people can even have access to that kind of medication, because from what I heard is, I think they're not giving it out like that anymore. I don't know why, but I mean,
yeah.
It's not the right medicine to take for this kind of virus because, you know, it's meant for malaria. But I mean, if it works, why not take it, you know? Kind of fucked up.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, yeah. It's good that it worked for you, but I'm sure with medication, there's always the risk if it's not been tested, how it responds to certain things. It's got to be kind of a scary time for people in the medical fields, kind of just trying to do Hail Marys for certain people and not for others based on your other overall health and everything. So what have you been doing to keep busy?
Just playing with my bulldog, man. Playing with my bulldog, watching a hell lot, like a whole bunch of Netflix docuseries. And that's pretty much it. Like, I've been sleeping a lot. I've been wanting to draw, but it's just, I don't have the energy for it. I just want to lay down and go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get back. Where do you tattoo at?
I'm working at No Idols NYC. I'm supposed to start working next month at Da Vinci out in Long Island. But I'm not sure if that's going to happen anymore because of all of this shit going on.
Yeah, we'll have to play that one by ear, but I'm sure everyone will be ready and raring to get back to work once we can.
Yeah, man, I fucking miss working, bro. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. How long had you stopped working before you started feeling sick, or did it all kind of line up?
3 weeks ago, I did my last piece. Then after that, I would say that same night, I went out, and then on the 2 days after that, that's when I started feeling sick. So yeah. Then I
fucking got you good.
It got me perfectly well, man. What a ball sack, bro.
Sorry to hear that. Do you have any advice for people if they're starting to get the corona themselves?
Just know that shit it's not fake, guys. Like, just stay home. If people tell you to stay home, stay the fuck home. Stop being hard-headed. And man, just be careful. Like, think about your families too, you know, because like, what if you get sick and then you pass it on to your loved ones, and like, you know, shit can get worse. It's gonna get worse.